Nolte, Disney Plus's Ironheart downvoted. The teenage girl boss Iron Man no one asked for. By John Nolte on May 16, 2025. Disney Plus, the Disney Grooming Syndicate's streaming service, is about to release Ironheart, a six-episode series that looks like it was created in a lab for woketards who dream of Iron Man as a smug, humorless, teenage girl boss who's actually superior to Robert Downey Jr.'s Tony Stark. Look at this garbage. To no one's surprise, as of this writing, Ironheart has earned 328,000 whopping dislikes to only 182,000 likes. The top reader comment ridicules the trailer's most memorable line. I want to create something iconic. Create something that already exists. We're told three times she's, like, super smart. Want to know what's even better than being super smart? How about being somewhat appealing? I don't know anything about Dominique Thorne, the actress playing Girl Boss Man, other than she is one more piece of cannon fodder for the woke agenda. The actress is 27 years old, she probably has big dreams of becoming a big star. But rather than make this character appealing with some humor, humility, self-deprecation, and, dare I say it, sex appeal, she comes off as masculine, humorless, and smug. What's that going to do for her current big project, her career, or her longevity? As I have said since the woke terror began, the door finally opens up for black actors and actresses to show what they can do, and what happens. White woketards like Kathleen Kennedy and Kevin Feige kill their careers in the crib by casting them in the most unappealing roles imaginable. Even worse, Disney/Marvel is doing this to Iron Man, one of its few beloved characters. You think Rachel Zegler will ever recover after what Disney did to her and allowed a 21-year-old to do to herself? How about that poor actress cast in that shitty Star Wars streaming series with the lesbian witches? Even as Sinners makes a fortune at the box office as the sleeper hit of the year, Ironheart's almost certain failure will result in cries of racism from Disney because they got nothing else. But it's the white executives at Disney and Marvel who are the racists annihilating these careers to virtue signal their woke bona fides at the expense of black performers and anything resembling entertainment. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.